Yeah, it's your boy Pepper Facts right here with Blue Nouveau Rich.
Yeah.
And we coming straight from you from the Splash Show. Tell us something. Is your cable bill high as hell?
Hey, you tired of paying $100, $200 for your TV entertainment?
Well, get a Ghost. A Ghost Box. Hey,
live TV, sports, movies, TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, Voodoo, all in one device.
So don't let the cable company rob you blind, program you to pay that high-ass bill. Get a Ghost Box.
Yeah, go to ghostbox.com to see what the ghost can do for you.
Get a ghost box. Ugh.
Welcome to another episode of Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by your boy Blue Nouveau. What it do? Presented by Ghost Streams TV. So cheap is scary. Also by Laced Up by Simone. Best style, best dress, best lace. Laced by Simone. Man, this weekend is absolutely crazy here in Vegas, okay? This weekend we have the F1 in the city. Yes, the F1 is in the city, FIA. We've been waiting for this since they announced it last year. 9 months of construction on the city to make this happen, all right? Let's start there. 9 months in the city to make this happen. It's been a very difficult time, to say the least, for traffic, tourists that are coming in that have nothing to do with the F1, and people that work here and live here. We've had to go through some growing pains with this F1, all right? With this F1. And let's just get to me. I love F1. I love cars, period. Cars, muscle cars. Fast Japanese cars, all right, German cars, carts, all the cars, all right. F1 has been something I've liked, probably going back to Michael Schumacher days, the mid-90s. He was going tough when Jordan was out there winning championships. It was another Michael winning championships also. Mr. Schumacher, his son races now, if I'm not mistaken, or his nephew, one or the other. But that's when I first started to fall in love with F1. I love Ferrari. That Ferrari red has always caught my eye. I love it. I love the horse. All right. So, Schumacher probably the one who got me into the F1, all right, as in liking it. I used to know about older drivers back in the day, Prost, Senna, Andretti, obviously, you know. But Michael Schumacher, he was a winner, all right, the Michaels, all right, they was out there winning. So that got me into F1. Fast forward to now, you got Max Verstappen. Very, very, very accurate driver. Extremely fast. He is going to go down as one of the greatest ever. Not just because of a 1 year, 2 year. No. He's going to do what Schumacher did. He's going to run years off in this series. All right. Kind of like how Lewis Hamilton did with Mercedes. They ran off a lot of great years. a lot of great years, as a matter of fact. Hamilton became a superstar. He was the best. But now Max Verstappen is taking that, and his Red Bull is fast as fuck. All right, let's not get it twisted. He's been fast as fuck as a driver, period, for the last 3-4 years. But boy, that motherfucking Red Bull car is a beast. Screaming out of hell, all right, with the headless horseman as the driver, okay? So Max Verstappen is doing it right now. He's carrying the torch for all those superstar champions that came before him. He's carrying the torch right now. This race is crazy, all right? I've been living here in Vegas now for about a good 10 to 12 years, somewhere around there, and this event is major. I've never seen a race car event open wheel here. All right. So they said 1982, they had the race at Caesars. All right. The Caesars Palace parking lot when it was just wide open. And it was great. It was free to watch. People came out. They said about 40,000 people attended at that time. Great race. You know, nothing spectacular as far as, you know, the track layout itself was just something for people to see. All right. It wasn't nothing to do some extreme racing on. You know, basically it's going back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Not much top speed. More just curves and actual drivers being drivers and driving a car. But this particular track, boy, this particular track is fast. Meets reaching speeds of 210 miles per freaking hour. All right. 210. All right. 3.8 miles is the track. I believe so. This track is fast. All right. When I say fast, there's tracks out there that F1 races on that are fast. But this track is fast. We're talking about going around this track in about a minute and a half is a lap. That's fast, people. That's fast. I mean, it's not much up and down stopping. It's just straights. Just straights, baby. All right. Now, when they first decided about this track, they made some changes to it. And the current layout of the track is extremely fast. All right. Extremely flat, fast. A few corners, but mostly they wanted to showcase the car's speed. All right. They wanted to showcase, F1 wanted to showcase the car's speed. $500 million to come here and showcase F1 speed, that maybe they could get some more fans to watch this. Liberty Media is the parent company of F1, and they're spending a total estimate of $500 million to make this happen. So it's a lot of money just to put eyes on the screen. All right. A lot of money here. All right. Right now, it's a 3-year contract. This being the first, obviously, for this. And if it catches on, they'll give out a longer contract to us here in Las Vegas. But this particular track, let's get back to the freaking track. Boy, listening to the driver's reactions on this track, they hate it. They absolutely hate it. They're trying to be nice about it. You know, they're trying not to go against their employer. All right. They're trying so hard not to go against their employer. But I'm going to keep it a buck. Watching the free practice one, free practice two and three. I am totally convinced this track is unsafe. All right, not because of the first free practice where a freaking manhole cover damn near destroyed a piece of equipment that's worth millions of dollars, all right? About to destroy this piece of fucking crap. Well, no, about to destroy this car like it's a piece of crap, like it's a fucking 85 Toyota Tercel on a bumpy road in fucking Mexico. All right. That's the way this motherfucker thought his car was about to get fucked up when he went over that shit. They say that the manhole cover and everything almost went through the bottom of this man's car. All right. Messed up the gearbox, messed up the underside, and almost went through his motherfucking area where he sits at. All right. Remember, F1 drivers lay down in a car, essentially. He could have been seriously injured. For what? For what? Please tell me for what. This man could have been seriously injured. All right. I think it was Carlos Sainz, I think, or it was Leclerc, one of them. But he could have been seriously injured. All right. That was day one. All right. Day one. We didn't really get to see nothing day one. All right. It was unsafe. Day two, they fixed the shit. All right, hold on. Let's go back. Day one, let's go back to the manhole covers. How in the fuck you don't have all the manhole covers fucking accounted for on a fucking racetrack that's on the street? That's on the fucking street. Let's say it again. That's on the fucking street. All right. How do you not account for it? This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy, but they didn't account for it. All right. That was day one. Day two. more shenanigans. All right, more shenanigans. These people can't get out there to practice. Why? Because the track is still unfucking safe. The track is slippery as fuck. When I'm watching the shit on the highlights and when I was watching the FP3 live, the cars were sliding around like they was on a go-kart track. A fucking go-kart. 200-mile-an-hour go-kart? Knock it the fuck off. All right? Knock it the fuck off. They were sliding. These are all professional drivers driving cars they've been driving all year long at top speed, and they experienced no kind of sliding like this. These cars are sliding all over the place. Where the car would usually grip the road in the corner. So take the corners. Take off the first corner off the main straight going down Las Vegas Boulevard. Boy, they come from 200 miles an hour down to like 90. All right? Something like that. Them cars is all over the place. Even Max, his car was sideways going through chicanes. Sideways. All right? You see the car get no grip. And these boys are using sticky tires. All right? They're complaining because they're getting a lot of grain on the tires. It's a street track. All right, dirt, everything is getting on the track. They go out to clean the track multiple times with the street sweepers before the actual race takes place, because the track just continuously get dirty and continuously pick up grit, which the tires, once they pick up grit, especially if they're soft and they're hot, they're picking up everything. And these tires are specifically designed to stick to the road surface. What do we know about not having enough actual surface to stick something? Oh, it won't fucking stick. And these tires, they work the same way. It's like tape. Have you get tape, tap it on the ground, gravel ground, a few times, the first few times, it actually stick. All right? It's going to pick up a lot of grit that first time. Then you do it again. Then you do it again. Then you do it again. After a few times, that tape ain't even gonna stick. Matter of fact, it's not even gonna even pick up no more rocks. Because why? There's too much rocks and sediment over the whole of the tape. So the tape can't stick. Same thing with the tires. The tires heat up, grabbing everything, and now they have no surface area to actually grip the ground and the track. And this is what we're seeing. This is why they're sliding, because the tires have extreme grip at high speed. They got extreme grip, especially with the downforce. But as soon as they hit that corner, all right, with that downforce, it's going to help them slow down, yes. But the tires are screaming, all right, screaming, all right, because they are just losing grip. They're locking up brakes left and right, and they're going to be doing a lot of that if they even race at full speed, all right. We're going to get to that. Even if they race at full speed, they're going to be locking up, all right, locking up. All right, so that's what they're mad at. Then we get to FP3 tonight. FP3 was a complete disaster. Man's gotten an accident, messed up his car. They had to cancel it. All right, another one canceled. Because my man's hit the wall coming out of that goddamn first corner. All right, coming out of that first corner, coming from 200 miles an hour. And you think they're going to race around that corner? Because you know, if you know anything about racing, okay, car racing, you get a boost. If you come through that corner, especially on a high-speed straight, if you line it up right, hit the braking zone right, you can overtake. Let's say that again. On a straight, coming off of a straight, if you line up the corner correctly, especially with a man in front of you, all right, you can overtake. They do it all year. All year long they do it. They get to Vegas and oh my God, they cannot overtake. It's like they're driving in the rain, but there's no rain. All right? That's how slippery the track is. It's like they're driving in the rain. And in the rain, you probably still might get more grip than you're getting with this track, because at least in the rain, the tires are made specifically to wick the rain away and provide traction to the track still. And again, when it's raining, it's sediment is getting pushed off the road so that you get full contact with the road, even in the rain. But with this, you don't even have no rain shoes on, no rain, and the car is sliding all over the place like it's hitting puddles of water. All right? And the track is absolutely beautiful. Everything about the track, the layout, the location, everything is beautiful about this track. Everything. I love it. All right? I can't go too hard on it because I actually do love the track. But boy, they're going to have to change some shit next year on this track. But we're going to get to that. So we got the race coming up here Saturday night. All right? It's going to be great. The whole world is going to be able to see this at a time. They made sure they put it at a time that the whole world could see it. They put it in the one city that you can actually do this in America. You can't do this in nowhere else in America. You couldn't do it in California. You couldn't do it in New York. Supposedly New York is a city that never sleeps, the Big Apple. Nah, couldn't do it. Sorry. Wasn't going to happen. Too much traffic. People ain't even staying up that late. All right. This is the only place you can do this type of race in America at the time that is trying to take place. The only place, Las Vegas, all right? The only place it can do it. Because people are still up moving around at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning here. And it's nothing for us to just be up late. So the race itself is at a crazy time, all right? Even though it's for everybody to see, it's at a crazy time, all right? Let's not get it twisted. Really, really crazy. So with it being at this time, the drivers are tired. You can see it on their faces if you checked out any of these driver reactions with them talking. They're tired. They're tired. F1 really fucked them over. This is really supposed to be a parade race, but the track is so nice. Let's just keep it a buck. The track is so nice as far as the layout, what it is, hotels, lights. You won't find anything like this except for maybe Abu Dhabi, all right? That's the only other place you're going to find it. But the Abu Dhabi is for the rich, super rich. All right. Las Vegas, the common man could come, even though the ticket prices are stupid when they first came out. They've been halved because F1 has angered a lot of people from the businesses being charged because they're actually on the track. I'm sorry. The business couldn't just move his business for the day. For the weekend and come back. You can't do that. So they're charging the businesses, getting them all mad. The people are mad. Everybody's mad at F1 right now. Everybody's mad at F1 because the product of which they are putting on the TV screen and what we waited here in Las Vegas for a whole year and what we went through for the last 9 months, it already seems like it wasn't worth it. But this is a long-term investment. This is a long-term investment. So, again, back to the track. The track is absolutely terrible. Looks beautiful. Looks absolutely great. Flattened beautifully. Yes, yes, yes. Unfortunately, the track has no grip. All right. So, I remember watching Indy car races and the races in Long Beach Grand Prix. The Indy cars race there. I don't see IndyCars slide all over the place all the time in that race. And that's a street course, even though it's a dedicated street course to an extent. It's a street course. It has a lot of parts where they've improved it, where they've repaired the Long Beach Grand Prix racing circuit. But what I see at the Long Beach Grand Prix is that they have patches of really abrasive asphalt or blacktop, one or the other. It's very abrasive. Why? Because when they come from 100 miles an hour, all right, you need something really abrasive to heat up the tires and create the stickiness, clean off the tires to an extent as they're going through, all right? And it just, again, provides friction. Friction is what slows things down, all right? Friction, friction, friction. That's why a ball bearing can just spin so fast on your wheels and it goes fast as the wheel, even not faster. It's because the ball bearing, because it's smooth. You want friction. Friction is when you hear, when your car is fucked up, all right? You don't want friction then, all right? But friction is what you really need. And they don't have any friction points in the braking zones and none of the braking areas, none of the corners, none of the chicanes, none of the corners, especially at the corner right there, the first corner off the straightaway, off the strip. It definitely needed a whole new braking zone with abrasive materials, all right, in that area, so that they can get some braking, so that maybe we can actually see a race coming out of the straightaway. All right, that's what they really needed to do, and they didn't do it. That's what I'm seeing here. Besides the fucking manhole covers, I don't know how they don't account for that. But the manhole covers, the street being slightly bumpy still, they couldn't get it exactly flat. All right, but they got it flat enough. The biggest thing is the braking zones. That's the biggest thing, and that's what the drivers are talking about also. The drivers is like, man, we really can't brake. It's fast, but the braking zones are going to be the trickiest things. They say it should be a challenging race. They're saying that because they don't want F1 to come down on them. But what they're basically saying in translation is, I can't brake this car from 200 miles an hour. All the other corners, I can mitigate because I'm going fast, but I'm not going extremely fast just yet. I'm going very fast, but not extremely fast in most of the corners. But boy, as soon as you hit that straightaway, oh no, that first corner, no bueno. No bueno. And that's the corner where you would like to see all the overtaking that to happen, to be honest with you, because the overtaking from that straight now leads to all the different corners, chicanes on the backside of the track. Actually, the front side, you could say. The strip is to be the backside of the track. But so, yeah. So the front side of the track is where you want all the racing to take place as far as just moving through, showing the proficiency of the drivers. But the major pass point is on that straightaway, doing 200 miles an hour down the strip, all right, and then having to hit them brakes to guard that position or hit the brakes to overtake a position. That's where the race is going to be won. I feel a lot of cars are going to crash right there if F1 doesn't do anything. And they canceled tonight's the FP3 because of the accident, because everybody was sliding. Everybody was sliding tonight. Everybody was sliding trying to get that qualifying position. So everybody was sliding all over the place. And going towards the end, boom, you got it. Boom, hit the wall. All right, tore up the left side of his car, the wheels, and then even the back wheel fell off. All right, what I do like about these new F1 cars is nice. They can drive on three wheels. I guess the wheels are so wide that it is level regardless if you have that fourth tire. But I do like that. That's a nice safety feature. But yeah, that boy hit the wall. These tires is wide as hell, bro. Tires is wide as hell, bro. Tires like three feet wide, something like that. Some shit like two feet wide, something like that. The tires on your car ain't getting nowhere close to that. All right, nowhere close. Maybe you got a Hellcat, a Demon, a 170 or something. You got them wide ass fucking Daytona tires on there and shit. They still ain't fucking with these tires that they have, and they sliding all over the place. All right. So the FP3 was terrible. They canceled it because of the accident. They saw that the track was just too slippery. They have a problem. So I think that they're going to go back to the drawing board. They're going to have a driver's meeting. They probably had a driver's meeting tonight and tell these boys to slow down. Just tell them we're either going to put a cap on your top speed, or they're just going to tell them boys, hey, this corner, do not race. Just get in line. All right. Get in line. This track is not safe. It's not safe. It wasn't safe with one car doing its best to try to go around it as fast as it can. Imagine you got 20 cars on this track trying to go as fast as you can. This is going to be crazy, but I'm looking forward to it. All right. After all this rant, I'm still looking forward to it. Love this. Like I said, love to see F1 in the city. All right. Not just at the track as far as going to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, which is a great facility, by the way, has a road course on it, by the way. But that's not what they wanted. That's not what they wanted. Texas is similar to that. So they didn't want that. They wanted to experience something that you couldn't experience in any other place in America. And that's putting the race on this trip. So that's my rant for the night, you know, through FP1, 2, and 3 qualifying. It was just crazy. Like I said, I enjoyed watching them. I enjoyed all the festivities that they had on the TV and everything. But this track is dangerous. So dangerous. And I really don't hope nobody crashes and hurt themselves seriously. Just for the spectacle. I'd rather see a parade to an extent of just them having fun out there without the worry that they're going to kill themselves on certain corners just to be competitive. Because again, at the end of the day, you can tell these drivers to chill out all you want. When they get behind that wheel, as any car guy would know, especially any car guy that's racing, all bets are off. Let's go, baby. I almost don't care if I flip my car. All right. Which I've almost done a couple times racing, but you don't care because why? Competitive juices flow and you just want to win. And that's what you're out there to do is win. That's what F1 is doing. FIA is trying to do and Liberty Media is trying to do is trying to win. Las Vegas, Council on Tourism. They're trying to win. All right. The casinos, they're trying to win. Everybody's trying to win. Everybody's trying to get their pockets laced. But are we going to have a great race? That's the key. Well, I'm going to go ahead and leave it right there. I'll be back tomorrow with some more F1 news, man. It was just a little bit of an update on what's going on, my perspective of the race, and how they can maybe make it better. That'll be on the next episode, man. But you know what? For right now, I'm going to let y'all go. I ain't going to hold you. This is your boy Blue Nuvo with the Las Vegas Sports Hour commenting and reporting on the F1 in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Grand Prix. You already know what it is. Sponsored by GoStreams TV, so cheap and scary. Also by Lace by Simone, best style, best dress, best lace. Lace by Simone. Come back tomorrow. I got some more for you. Yeah.